Hello, this is John with Jesus' message for Tuesday, January 16th, 2024. Today he is reminding us that we are always free. In every moment you are freely making choices. We are all one. Separation is a dream or a nightmare, depending on how you choose to experience it, and of course, it is unreal. Separation from Source, Mother, Father, God, can never happen, has never happened, could never happen, because there is only one state of being, and that is in union with God, who is all, eternally and infinitely loving every expression of herself. Who is every sentient being, whether in form or totally free of the limitations that form attempts to impose on those who have chosen to be in form. All are eternally, completely and utterly free. God created you from love, from herself, in love, and therefore you are and can only be utterly and completely free, because love by its very nature is an absolutely and eternally free state of existence. Not to be free is impossible, and yet, as humans, it most definitely does seem that you are not free because of the limitations that your physical forms impose on you for as long as you choose to be limited by them. Limitations that you experience while in form as humans are not imposed upon you. You experience them because you chose to do so when planning your human life paths before incarnating. Yes, others are involved in the limitations that you experience, simply because you chose, prior to incarnating, to engage with others who would assist you in following your paths. This is very hard for many of you to accept, because the illusory reality you chose to experience appears, by its very nature, to be utterly real, just as you intended. I would remind you again, there are no accidents, there are no coincidences, there are no chance events. You each planned and chose every experience that you undergo as humans. No one else is to blame for what you undergo, so accept the life that unfolds for you moment by moment, and by doing so, find the peace that doing so provides. Truly, peace is your natural state. To engage in non-acceptance of the aspects of life that you dislike, this isn't fair, this shouldn't be happening to me, as so many do, is the choice to disable or block the natural flow of peace within and through you. It is fine and sensible to try and change or alter circumstances in your life that cause you pain or suffering, but it is essential to be able to differentiate between what you may indeed be able to change and what you most definitely cannot. Life as a human in form is most definitely a very powerful and useful learning experience, and what you learn greatly assists your spiritual evolution. Whether you do evolve spiritually during any particular lifetime depends on how you respond to the lessons with which it presents you. You always have complete freedom of choice. Some live lives in which they experience intense pain and suffering, but nevertheless make great spiritual progress, whereas others, who appear to lead charmed lives, make different choices that disable any growth opportunities they have set on their life paths. Truly, it all comes back to freedom and choice, and in every moment you are freely making choices. Therefore, it is very important to develop your abilities to be mindful, so that you become aware of your intuition, your spiritual guidance, and do not confuse it with the guidance that your egos offer. The latter are always operating from fear, whereas your intuition operates from love, making it very easy to discern which you need to honor and follow. If your ego screams at you to get your attention and thus stops you from stepping into the road in front of a fast-moving vehicle, thank it, because its purpose is to protect your body from injury. but also remind yourself of the necessity to be mindful. Being mindful means to be aware of each and every thought, word, or action with which you engage, and this can be very difficult when you are deep in your intellectual mind dealing with worldly issues. For instance, a neurosurgeon has to focus extremely intently and narrowly when he or she is operating on someone's brain. That is being mindful, but doing so necessarily shuts out full or complete awareness of beingness, of full mindfulness. This is an example of a human's unavoidable state of limitation. For example, I can commune in the same moment with everyone who wishes to commune with me, because I am not in any manner limited, because I am free of form. Whereas you, who are in form, have very limited capabilities in the number of people with whom you can interact and commune with in the same moment. Those of you who can enter into deep states of meditation by being silently at peace and fully aware are far more mindful in that state than when leading your daily lives. In that state you may receive intuitive insights that can help you resolve issues or problems that in your normal waking state may appear extremely difficult or even insoluble. Truly, no problems are insoluble. They are just insoluble because of the limitations of the human intellect, no matter how brilliant and effective that intellect may be, and because your egos are always encouraging you to use your intellects in order to distract you from being mindful and aware of your divine guidance, your intuition. Being open and mindful invites your intuition to offer you knowledge that your intellect is utterly incapable of accessing. Part of your pre-incarnational plan includes the intent to remain aware of your intuition because it will greatly assist you as you follow your present life, your preset life paths. Remember, you are never alone. Your intuition is an aspect of your union with God. It is, like Christ consciousness, your inseparable connection with your holy source, through which love flows constantly in reciprocation between you and Mother, Father, God. However, when you allow your egos to guide and direct you, without any oversight on your part, you are effectively reducing or even closing down your access to love. When you do that, your egos use the opportunity to encourage you to compare yourselves to others, a totally meaningless exercise, and this often leads to dissatisfaction with your own lives in the form of fear, anger, resentment, judgment, and condemnation of others. Allowing those emotions or feelings of inadequacy to flow regularly and freely distracts you from your true nature as you block love in order to focus on seemingly more important aspects of your lives. That block to your true nature then leads you to constantly and endlessly seek love and acceptance from others. Your experienced human state of separation seems to separate you from love, but in fact it is by your own choice that you experience the unreality of separation. And to be apparently unloved is terrifying, which is why you spend so much time seeking it from others. The only place that you will find love and acceptance is within yourselves, in your natural state of Christ consciousness. Love is your nature. It is your complete, inseparable, and eternal union and alignment with Mother, Father, God. However, you can, as many unfortunately do, refuse to acknowledge it and focus on the ego's guidance as you live your lives in form. Nevertheless, you are all, without exception, regularly receiving nudges that cause you to ask yourselves, surely there must be a more meaningful purpose to my life than just taking care of my material bodily needs. And, of course, you always have the freedom to choose whether to acknowledge those nudges or dismiss them. Make a point of engaging with them as fully as you can and enjoy the increasing sense of peace that doing so provides, as you start to honor yourselves as God does, by recognizing that you are her perfect divine creations of love, expressing itself through you in every moment of your existence. Your loving brother, Jesus.